case Krishna comes and hears all about Vrindavan, because then it'll remind him, and then he's going to run off to Vrindavan. So they went and hid secretly, and Rohini was explaining about Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. However, Krishna, he started to wonder, where has everyone gone? Where are all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, of Dwarka? They've disappeared. So Krishna started looking around, and he found them hiding. And he could see Rohini was telling them so many things. So Krishna sneaked up, and from a hiding place, he listened to what Rohini was explaining about his Vrindavan pastimes. So as Krishna was there, listening and listening to his own Vrindavan pastimes, he became struck. Oh, that was very wonderful. That was very amazing, what I experienced in Vrindavan. He became reminded. The memories just flooded into his mind, what it was like in Vrindavan. And he became so astonished that bodily transformations took place. His legs, his two legs, retracted completely into his body. Amazing. His arms partially retracted into his body. And his face, he was so excited. He was so ecstatic hearing his own Vrindavan pastimes. His face, he became so overwhelmed. His eyes became big and round, and he had a big smile. Suddenly, the inhabitants, or suddenly Lord Balaram came in a regular human-like form. He was also wondering, where's everyone gone? So Balaram came, and he saw, there's Rohini, and the inhabitants of Dwarka, they're talking about Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Then he saw Krishna in this form with his legs retracted, with his arms partially retracted, with his big excited eyes, his big smile. So Lord Balaram, he was astonished. He sat down and he listened, and he heard all about those Vrindavan pastimes. And he also became overwhelmed. And the same things happened to him. His legs retracted. His arms retracted. Big smile. And then their sister Subhadra came. And she also listened. And the same thing happened to her. Except her legs retracted, and her arms completely retracted. So then, after Rohini finished talking, the inhabitants of Dwarka came out, and they saw, oh, look at Krishna. What has happened? Look at Balaram, look at Subhadra. How amazing. So, these forms, when Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra are in this mood, they're in Dwarka, but they're in this mood of the ecstasy of Vrindavan, then they manifest these forms. So these forms are taken, accepted as being very important forms. Very important forms. And the devotees are very fond of these forms of the Lord, Krishna, Jagannath, and Balaram, and Subhadra, in that ecstatic mood, very happy, very blissful mood. So this festival then is celebrating that. It is celebrating that. Now, there is more to it than that also, as we said, and we'll explain about that at some other time. But this is one part of the understanding. Why we have this festival. Why in this festival we are worshipping Krishna in these rather unusual forms. Yes, this is one part of the understanding, one part of the background to this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. So we thank you all very much for participating. This is the second day. There'll be another 2 days, Sunday and Monday. Will also be full-scale festival days here at our festival site. Thank you for coming. Please come tomorrow. Go and visit all the different places, the temple tent we mentioned, the multimedia tent, questions and answers, prasadam, gifts, so on and so forth. So many features are there. Please take advantage. As you can see, we've gone to quite some effort and even some expense to put this together. You know how much it costs to put this together, this festival? Before we started it, getting all the everything together and feeding 100,000 people, we've already fed, I don't know if you're aware, we've already fed 50,000 people yesterday and today, so far. And we expect another 50 tomorrow and Monday. So you know how much it costs